This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Once again, Robert Mueller would step in. The net effect of his intervention would be to limit HSB's prosecution to just some criminal fines, protect high-ranking executives from any degree of exposure, and make sure that its role as a deep state facilitator and enabler of corrupt activities around the world would be covered up and hidden. Nobody within the hierarchy of the intelligence infrastructure, the law enforcement infrastructure, the defense infrastructure of either here or around the world would be implicated by the HSBC scandal, thanks to the role of Robert Mueller. Mr. Mueller wouldn't stop there. Mr. Mueller would help cover up the IRS Tea Party inquiry. That began when the IRS began to target people simply because of their association with known 501c3s or 501c4s, which are public charities and foundations that engage in public activity. They targeted those associated with the words Tea Party or the words tax protester. They targeted these individuals for harassment, for audit, for selective prosecution, for investigation, for politically motivated censorship and shame campaigns with imprisonment as a potential option, or possibly bankrupting individuals as purely based on their political affiliations and associations. Who came to the rescue of the IRS's corrupt activity, despite multiple IRS commissioners taking the fifth and refusing to produce their own documents and deleting and destroying emails and other relevant records? Robert Mueller. Once again, he would cover for the IRS's role as a tool of the dual state and the deep state to harass those they consider their ideological or political adversaries, who can be either on the left or the right. Mr. Mueller wouldn't stop there. When the FBI and the DEA and others became involved in a very questionable activity of trying to control guns, and trying to control guns by actually spreading those guns to Mexican drug cartels, known as the Fast and Furious scandal, when those guns ended up being used against U.S. law enforcement personnel, who was the person to cover for two different attorney generals who either refused or were in contempt of Congress based on their failure to testify and their omission of relevant records? Robert Mueller, while he was director of the FBI. Fast and Furious, covered up. IRS Tea Party, covered up. HSBC, covered up. BCCI, covered up. Noriega, covered up. Whitey Bulger, covered up. The Asimov case, covered up. But we're not done. Another critical person involved with high-ranking political individuals who appeared to be involved in basically prostituting and pimping out underage minor girls to high-profile political celebrities and other people, including allegedly royal family members around the world, Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, was under prosecution and investigation when he was exposed for his nefarious conduct in Miami and New York during the time period that Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI. Mr. Epstein would get a very strange sweetheart deal that would be covered up for the better part of half a decade, thanks to the activities of Mr. Mueller. And later, rumors would spread and stories would document that, in fact, it appeared Mr. Epstein acted as an informant for Mr. Mueller, basically providing him sort of a blacklist that he could blackmail or that he could extort or that he could have special information in to protect the political prerogatives and prejudices of the dual state, deep state that he had long been a loyal servant of.
12 years is a long time to do anything. And I guarantee you that Bob's wife, Ann, agrees. Today, as Bob prepares to complete his service, this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us as a nation to say thank you to Bob and Ann, but also gives me a chance to announce my choice to be the next director of the FBI, Jim Comey.
So that's the legacy and the history of Robert Mueller. So when he was appointed as a special counsel by Mr. Rod Rosenstein, with whom Mr. Mueller helped introduce to political power more than two decades before, everybody that knew anything about the deep state, dual state history, or knew anything about Mr. Mueller's history, knew what was going to be coming down the pike, knew what was going to happen, knew what was going to transpire. They could preview it, predict it, forecast it in advance. And what they could advance is they could say that this will be used to cover up all of the illicit Spygate activities that took place when the Obama administration's hierarchy weaponized the use of the FBI, weaponized the use of the National Security Agency, weaponized the use of the CIA, weaponized our Five Eyes ties to be able to spy on the Trump administration, to be able to spy on members of the Trump campaign, to spy on anyone with dissident political viewpoints within 6 degrees of separation of the Trump campaign. It's important to understand what a Title I FISA warrant
was. All right. There's still 10 minutes of this left, and it's very powerful. It's on Infowars.com. Mueller, A Journey to the Dark Side, with Robert Barnes, attorney at law, really smart criminal lawyer. We'll be back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, it's February 14th, Valentine's Day. 2019, Cupid gave me a little present this morning. He didn't shoot me with a love arrow. Tore my left bicep, ruptured it almost entirely. I just had a doctor come diagnose it here. I didn't really need a doctor to tell me that. But that should be fun. I'm not complaining. It's just that if you see me wince, it has uncontrollable pain spasms off and on every 30 seconds or so. But that's the thing about pain. You can dial it out. But I'm not like Glenn Danzig. I do mind the pain. Okay. While I was airing that mini-documentary that I was already planning to air today, in those very segments, worked out perfectly that the doctor could get here look at what happened this morning when I was lifting weights. So I wasn't just airing that because I had to get looked at. It just worked out that way. It's really an important documentary, as you just heard. Mueller, A Journey to the Dark Side. It's on InfoWars.com. It's totally free. We're paying for the bandwidth, everything. And, you know, that's something I'm trying to explain to everybody. And I'm not complaining before I get to this big news on McCabe and Moore. And his book and his false testimony and his treason. That it's a paradox how they took all our sponsors by harassing them, including death-threatening people, and how they are now death-threatening my lawyers that if they don't drop my case, they're going to kill their children. And they're giving them specifics and breaking into their offices. People haven't wanted me to go into that, but I think it's important to the point where we're going to get into it. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff I can ignore, but other people... it's just a whole nother ball of wax. This country is in a civil war. But when you get taken off YouTube and all these places where we're hosting our videos with billions of views, we have to pay for the bandwidth. And we pay millions and millions of dollars a year just for the bandwidth. Then you've got to have the servers. Then you've got to, in fact, IT and server cost and bandwidth cost is bigger than what we had to pay the employees. So it's a paradox where, wow, InfoWars traffic quadrupled after we got banned 8 months ago, but that's because we were taking off all the other platforms where the majority of the war was going on. And so that is where the deplatforming has really hurt us. You know, the New York Times had headlines like, Alex Jones claimed deplatforming would help him. It didn't. And they twist everything I say. And they take everything I say that's true and turn it into a lie. They're lie factories. They're deception factories. That's not what I said. I said, our core audience of people that really care and are informed is bigger than ever. But our outreach to new people has been decimated, has been crippled. But that's the thing. The establishment knows I get up here and I talk about things that are really going on and really happening. They know those numbers. When I sent the New York Times and they asked me about it, the analytics to show that we were getting four times the traffic, they just didn't include it. I've had law firms send the New York Times letters with the video clips of where I said I believe Sandy Hook happened 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, where I apologize, and they will not put it in the New York Times or Washington Post, and they say Jones is still doing it, sending people to their homes to hurt them. It's a clear and present danger. Get him off the air. Meanwhile, they're really on Twitter saying, go to the Covington kid's school, burn it down, shoot him, murder him, punch him in the nose, I'll give you a blowjob. All left on Twitter, all defended, all wonderful. They're doing what they claim I never did. And they're in the news every day with the families going, please stop coming to our houses. Please stop harassing us. You get it? In my name, they're saying things I never said, twisting it, and then saying I'm the wolf at the door. It's unbelievable. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the level of this deception is incredible. And the way they've got the corporate media working now is they did a bunch of layoffs years ago, and they got them really scared. And they said, now you're going to destroy speech or you're out of a job. They tell tenured professors, your job now is to destroy free speech and to teach journalists how to destroy free speech and to be political officers, commissars, or you're out of a job. They're organized tyranny. It's here. They just say in the Manafort case, we're listening to his phone calls to his lawyer, and he lied, and they give transcripts of his phone calls. You're not supposed to listen to somebody's calls with their lawyer. There's an amendment in the Constitution. You can't do it. And, of course, the FBI has been doing that forever, but they put it in the newspaper now. They're not just trashing the First Amendment. They're trashing the Fourth, the Fifth, the Seventh, everything. We're being usurped by multinational corporations. We're being conquered. And I guess the Scott in Trump, or maybe it's the German, I think that's the stubbornness, but the Scott in Trump doesn't like getting screwed over financially. He's like, we're a great country, incredible wealth, with the biggest military. Why are we selling out? We should dominate everything through a position of strength and commerce, not through force, which is the actual real model. Globalists don't want us in charge and freedom in charge. They want tyranny in charge. They want us out of the way, an authoritarian, autocratic, plutocratic, hyper-technocracy, soulless, Chi-Com operating system. So we'll get to McCabe and these clips when we come back, but I was just trying to think about all the lies of McCabe and all the criminal crap he's been involved in and how they have grand juries, they're printing the articles, now seated, looking to indict him. And he gets up there on television and he says Trump is immoral and a liar and a crook when he's under criminal investigation for lying to Congress and did it with his butt hanging out in front of everybody. And all because he looks like a good, nice man. Well, Ted Bundy, that liked to kidnap little teenage girls and torture them to death, looked like a guy you'd, you know, buy a used car from. He looked like a football coach or a tennis coach, and he liked to bite big chunks out of women. So just because somebody looks like they're some Ivy League person, don't think for a minute you're not dealing with a psychotic killer. All right, we're going to go to break. My point about the support is I'm not even complaining. I just want to keep fighting. And it's a literal frontline fight. Everybody's like, oh, we need support, we're under attack. We're the tip of the spear. The enemy knows it. And they want to demoralize us and shut us down. And that's why it's so easy to go, I want the best fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified toothpaste that doesn't have all the filler in it. And I'm going to sign up for AutoShip each month and get an additional 10% off. And I'll try the coffee. You'll say, this is incredible. Sign up for AutoShip. They sell the same stuff out of Chiapas on the Guatemalan border for $10 more in the same bags, just different printing at Whole Foods. 98% reviews, 4.9 stars, third parties. Just sign up for AutoShip and get your coffee from us. And now we have, in two different flavors, I shouldn't even say flavors, it's just organic. It's flavored by the coconut and vanilla and the chocolate and the peanut butter that's in them. 12 bars, an average cost of $3 a bar, when comparable bars are $5, $6, or $7. It's a high-end bar. Okay? Normally $3 a piece. Now $2.40 a piece in the 12-pack InfoWars protein bar is super high-end. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. If you just get your protein bars and no replacement from us, you get a great quality product, you fund the InfoWar, you stick it in the eye of Soros, you stand up for the unborn, you stand up for nationalism and so much more. But we need your support, and we got products you need.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement. right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, Charles. You better look at some love. Hide what you have to hide and tell what you have to tell. You'll see.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies, and disinformation. We're here, my friends. It's hard once you start playing this Depeche Mode song to turn it off. Especially this part coming up towards the end. Powerful. You know what? We'll just go out with that little piece at the end. Okay, let me jump right into it here. Next segment, we're going to cover a story that's really huge and that's getting almost no attention that illustrates everything we're talking about here. But, you know, that's evil's technique is it builds and builds and builds under the surface. And then when it launches its offensive or its emergence, it hits you with everything it's got. So that you can't process the last thing that happened before the next 10 things hit you. Like, it's a million years ago now, isn't it? 2 weeks ago, the governor of Virginia said, we don't just kill the babies right when they're born. We keep them little buggers alive and get their little goody guts ourselves and make a little money for ourselves. Little goodly loodlies. And now that's ancient history. They have a psychological algorithm. They know what they're doing. They're arrogant. They're breaking our will. Oh, remember a month ago? Seems like a trillion years ago. The Covington young people are there. Took us 10 minutes on that Saturday. Rob New, I looked it up. I'm proud of him. Was the first person. He was up there working on Saturday. He's off skiing with his sons right now. I told him to take off. So he left for 4 days to go skiing. He's a great skier and snowboarder. I see his little kids do like backflips and stuff. It's like, wow. Anyways, he was up here on Saturday. I was up here on Saturday. I left at like 5 o'clock and then he saw the footage about 7. He said, hey, I'm tweeting about this. I went and found the raw video. They go start the fight with them. These crazy black Israelites are saying all this racist crap. And I said, great job. This is going to be big. I'll cover it tomorrow. By the next day, it was. But it took 4 days to get mainstream media to spin it and call it jump to conclusion. It was just a native being nice, and the kids were nice. No, it was a bunch of racist, leftist, Soros scum coming over, and these kids were so pure and so nice, they just thought it was a football dance or a rugby dance and got into it. And the left then projected all their crap and all their lies and all their BS onto them. And then you just go back, and you go back, and you get it's like Senator Menendez. He played the clip yesterday. He goes, Trump is outrageously evil and racist. He says that migrants that are involved in drunk driving are criminals. So you're here illegal and you're a drunk driver, but that's not criminal. when both of those are criminal. Again, it's an inversion of reality. And that's my biggest beef. And I've had Travis County deputy prosecutors in the studio off air. They don't want to come on air showing me cases and documents. And I'm like, hey, I already know. Years ago, where illegal aliens will drunk drive and wreck, and the judge lets them out on $10 fines because, oh, you're a poor illegal alien. Yeah, they got a job and they got welfare. They're driving a brand new Chevy Silverado. They plow into somebody. They don't even have insurance. And the judge just lets them go because, oh, you're a Mexican. You're God. Well, in a Mexican-American, an American, they don't get that. I've got Hispanic friends that have got pulled over DWIs who are veterans. They spent $20,000 trying to get it reduced. I got Hispanic friends that get, or white friends that have been caught with a little bit of marijuana. Throw the book at you. Illegal alien. See, again, no matter if you're Hispanic or you're a Mexican or if you're white, if you're a citizen, you're a piece of crap. And the book's thrown at you. But if you're a precious little illegal alien, why, you're God's gift to this green earth. And you watch these clips of them signing an abortion bill in New York to kill babies after they're born. This is not a slow news day. I've got hundreds of articles that are incredible here. But I want to remind you that they're celebrating, laughing. Woo! Yeah! We gonna kill babies after they're born. You know, when Governor Cuomo says America was never great, it'll never be great. He's demoralizing you. He's telling you you're a piece of crap. And he's saying his ancestors are pieces of crap for wanting to come here. This is a nation where his family came from Italy. It was a caste system. And now he can do whatever he wants. And he says it's not great. He says it sucks. What the hell kind of person is that? And you put up with that. It'd be one thing if we were Venezuela, which, by the way, used to be great until it became socialist. Or North Korea. But we are. We were. Let's be honest. We were the greatest nation on earth. But because of crap like that from Cuomo, we're not. Because we have cancer and people feeding existential envy. I mean, these people are dangerous scum. They signed a bill where now a woman was stabbed to death this weekend. I went and read the police report. It was in the New York Post. Stabbed over 30 times. Imagine the hate. 20 times in the abdomen. Slit her throat. Stabbed her in the face, neck. He's charged with murdering her, but not with his own baby that was going to be born in a month. And the police said, well, we tried to charge him for killing the baby, but the prosecutor said it's legal now. She wanted that baby. It is a baby. It's a human. And it's defenseless. And they sat there and plunged that knife in over and over again. And that person murdering his own child doesn't get charged with it. Remember Cuomo said 2 years ago, he said, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out of New York. You're not welcome here. And his own party said, clarify, you don't mean that. He said, no, I say it again. He had puts like he's a 70 IQ. He goes, oh. He said what you want. You know, his brothers, younger brother's actually pretty well spoken. He's a snake. But the older brother, like, got the umbilical cord tied around his neck or something. He didn't get oxygen. And he's pushing maybe a 75 on a good day. He's like, I did say it. I said get out of the state. We don't want you. Die. And it's just like we're ruled by this sack of garbage who celebrates publicly pissing all over the dead bodies of babies. That's what he does. He unzips it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood.
Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I said this segment, I would get into this huge news. But I've been pulling more video clips and pulling more articles to back it up. Even though it's all confirmed now by two major respected international news agencies. Of an incredible false flag that was staged in an attempt to basically trigger a massive war. And so I printed like two more big articles during the break, and I've got to go over these a little bit more because this is so big. that I want to. It's not that I have to don't know the facts or have to get my ducks in a row. It's that this is so important that I need to sit in here and get focused during the next 3-4 minute break so I can do this properly and get locked and loaded to come into the next segment. But I will cover it next segment. So what happens around here is I'm looking at Infowars.com, looking at NewsWars.com, and then I see video at NewsWars.com, and at EuropeWars.com has the exclusive of an elderly German couple forced from their home to accommodate illegal alien Muslims. And then there's the video of it, just like we saw in Italy. Old man thrown out of his hotel, his restaurant, his food, his life's work, only a 15-room hotel, little motel. And the North African Muslims put into it. He's crying, and the Italian police are just laughing, throwing him out on his ass. That's at EuropeWars.com. This is the evil. This is World War IV. This is the globalist invasion. This is how they're carrying it out. Also, Peter Schiff joins us 15 minutes to the next hour on the economy and Trump and Alexandria Cortez and more. You don't want to miss that with the head of Global Pacific Capital. Really smart guy. And then I'm not bringing this up to go after Joe Rogan. I'm bringing it up because he's the darling of Google and the darling of Apple and all this. When they tell InfoWars, you're not welcome here, and then they tell Natural News that already had apps and has hundreds of sites and has as much traffic as we do combined with all their sites. Oh, if you mention abortion or you mention Satanism, or you mentioned illegal aliens, we're not going to let you have an app. I mean, now they've gone from denying censorship to, oh, by the way, to have an app, remove these articles off your site, we'll let you have an app. That is so sensationally evil. And we just put up with it because as conservatives and nationalists, we muddle through things. I'm not putting up with it. It's crazy. And Joe's up there defending all this censorship and saying it's okay. Now he's backed off and Alex shouldn't have been banned and it's wrong and I believe disinfo and I, you know, Alex is okay. I want to be friends, Alex. A little late for that. Dude, I'm not attacking you because I want you to stop attacking me. I'm attacking you because you made the wrong decision and have been doing the wrong thing and you're now part of the enemy's fleet. You're now on the high seas as an attack ship, a battleship, an aircraft carrier. And I'm a battered submarine captain with a few torpedoes left, and I want to take out big ships before they send me down to Davy Jones' locker. And my crew's ready. We've only got a few big torpedoes left, and we're not going to sink regular ships. We're not going to sink supply ships. We're not going to sink merchant marine ships. We're not going to sink frigates or corvettes. We're going to sink big ships, Joe. You're a big ship. So when we rise up to the surface in those shipping lanes, we're looking for your signature. Lit by the moon and the stars. And we're looking in our eye. That's the ship. Load torpedoes. Flood tubes 1 and 2. Fire! Fire! Don't you understand? You're in a war now, Joe. You're an info war. We raise up in that submarine. Big blast holes all over its deck, patched up system. When we come to the surface, Joe, we've got torpedoes armed and loaded. I actually got a couple hundred torpedoes left. But I assigned 2 to Joe Rogan. Dauntless in victory. I kiss the torpedoes. I oil torpedoes. And we haven't even released the main torpedoes yet. We have an extreme arsenal. And it's not about gloating, but if you're going to do it, you might as well gloat. Instead of feeling guilty about destroying old friends who destroyed themselves, one must take a little sick victory in it. That's why God made us that way, so we wouldn't go crazy. Oh, that's not Christ-like. You know, this big preacher up in Dallas, I forget his name. I've seen his sermons. Pretty good guy. It was on Infowars.com today. You guys printed. I know I didn't look at all the stuff. He's like, you soulless, weak, dumb, fake evangelicals who, because Ted Cruz and Glenn Beck told you that Ted Cruz was the second coming of Jehovah and that Trump was the devil, you still hate Trump, even though he's in pro-life marches, he's trying to restrict abortion, he's actually doing what he said he would do, and he's trying to get the IRS off the backs of churches to have the First Amendment, something Trump's actually done that's good. How are you for the Democrats that say kill babies after they're born? There's no debate that you should support Trump. It's on InfoWars.com. It's a top evangelical megachurch. There it is. Spineless morons. Dallas megachurch pastor rips never Trump evangelicals. Well, you know why they don't do it, because they don't want the IRS to come after him. In fact, print that for me, please. Oh, let me tell you, they're going to have deep state going through that man's trash tomorrow morning. And that's why other preachers won't stand up and do their job, because they get threatened and they just want to be up there with their jumbotrons and get up in front of an audience of people and feel like they're in Hollywood. Why, everybody wants to be on TV, so if I can't be a person in Hollywood, I'm going to be a pastor or I'm going to be a news reporter. But you see, that's Robert Jeffries, or Jeffers. I didn't get into media to be a twinkle bug. I got into media. Oh, please get him off. Talk about American Psycho, good Lord. I got into it because they were trying to pass bills 25 years ago. 25 years ago. That we're going to ban people under 18 being able to touch a gun, even with their dad or their grandfather or their mother or grandmother, and was going to ban 4-H shooting clubs and YMCA shooting clubs. And I just had to go down. And I went to city council and I went to county commissioner, and I had leftists threaten me that they'd kick my ass if I tried to speak again. I never forget it. I said, well, let's go outside. I'll beat your ass. And they couldn't believe it. Because most people, that there were no conservatives there. There were no Americans. I was like, my God, what the hell's going on here? There's like a bunch of communists in here. And so I'm like, I'm trying to get jobs in talk radio, and I'm trying to, and I go and I intern, and people make fun of me and everything else, and I'm just trying to get on air to warn people. And then there's the guy that's got the show. He's like strutting in, the intern's groveling, and it's all this weird hierarchy of ass-kissing and all this fake stuff. It's like, we're not on air to pull up in the new car and show off to everybody. If you stand up for freedom, there'll be new cars growing on trees, dumbass. That's a product of success and freedom, not the symbol of it. And so the system thinks they're going to take everything I've got away and that I would somehow be broken or capitulate. I came from nothing. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And you think about that twit governor with his evil, effeminate voice slurping and smacking demonically about keep them comfortable when you get their organs. How do we not stand up for those unborn babies? It's not, don't thank me, it's not, oh, Alex, you're so great, you're so heroic. Heroic? When doctors are on TV that are governors talking about killing babies after they're born? I'm not heroic. I'm not a lunatic, is what's going on. That son of a bitch is dangerous. He's a damn murderer. He's an enemy. He's cancer. Cut that son of a bitch out. What the hell are we talking about here? Where are our instincts? Where's our spirit?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, I'm a little bit behind, and I keep saying I promise I'll get to this Syria thing, but they gave me even more articles and more documents because I asked them to back more of it up. But just wait till I get to this. And I promise that I will start it. You know what? I'll do it right now. I'll just do it right now. And I'll do the Andrew McCabe stuff for two segments and then get Peter Schiff on. Because I wanted to do a deep dive on McCabe, the former FBI director, the guy that they had in after Comey. Or deputy director. And then I started remembering all the stuff he did. And it was like, oh, I forgot his wife got $500,000 from Hillary, like the year of the fake investigation. I forgot all the Russiagate stuff. It's like, really? You know, it's crazy. Like you, Like, you just know he's a bad guy. Then you go back and kind of review it. Like, hey, get me all the stuff on him. It's like, oh, Lord, I don't feel like I should even talk about McCabe. Because this is all so bad that I can't come up with words to properly demonize him. But he has that earnest little look of a little doggy. Well, I don't want to hear what you look like or what you say. I want to see what you deliver. I want to see the outcome of what you say. And you, McCabe, support the globalist. You support cover-ups for Hillary. You support the deep state and the overrunning of our country and MS-13 running around and all this crap. And you and Rosenstein lied to Congress. I can't help it. I'm doing it now. You lied to Congress. And that little ventriloquist doll, Rosenstein, and Comey, he looks like a ventriloquist doll. What is it? Is that these guys are creepy looking. Like some 8-foot-tall weirdo that grew on another planet or something. Being sarcastic. So he goes on 60 Minutes, and oh, the White House, it's a new low every day. Oh, it's so horrible. Why, Trump wants to go back to pre-Obama, where they tested people for leprosy and black plague and smallpox and drug-resistant TB. But, no, we can't do that. We have to limit the beds and then tell everyone, collapse America and have 5 million on their way. And then God forbid you check anybody. Okay, well, next time I go to Europe or next time I go to Mexico or next time I go to Costa Rica, I'm going to fly into customs. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my camera out. And I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to just run and jump over the customs thing. And I'm going to chant, no border, no wall, no USA at all. You know, I'd do that to illustrate it. But I guarantee you, I would get charged with a felony attempting to jump the border. Because that's what borders are. They're like bulkheads on ships. So I can't do that because I'm a lowly citizen. But I've seen border policy where they let illegal aliens in that have like pieces of paper in Spanish. And they just go, all right, come on in. I get up there. Well, Alex Jones, where you been? Cancun for 6 days. Did you buy anything? Got any merchandise? Yeah, I bought my wife a watch. Well, how much was it? I think $2,000. How much was that exactly? Well, the receipt's here. Yeah. Let's go behind closed doors, Mr. Jones. We're going to have you sit back here for 45 minutes, and then we're going to come back with a couple guys and stand around you. And other people say, we're sorry, Alex, we're fans, but these are the leftists. See, it's little gangs. Well, let's just dump, see what's in here. Then the head guy goes, I'm sorry. And they got the receipt, $2,011. But the point is, that's what third world countries are like. Because I never even buy stuff, but you're walking around in Mexico and there's a watch shop tag and Rolex. You can go buy your wife a tag watch. Oh, baby, let's go in there. Oh, I don't want anything. Oh, let's just go in. Oh, you like that watch? We'll get it. And then they're all acting weird and paranoid, putting our name down and like, you'll resell this? What you do? And I'm like, actually, I want the watch. There's like guys with machine guns standing outside the door. And it's like, why am I even down here? You know, it's like, But that's what I'm talking about. It's crazy. I have been drugged behind customs. My parents, about a third of the time, they love to go to Europe twice a year. They go to England. They go to Holland. They go to Germany. They go to France. They go to Italy. They go to Greece. About a third of the time, they get singled out and drugged behind closed doors and asked, do you have anything illegal? And they just pour through their crap. Oh, but if you want to stop people coming in and just see who they are when they're climbing over a fence, it's the greatest evil we've ever seen in our lives. But if you're a veteran with your both legs and your arm blown off, we're going to have to stick our hands in your pants now, sir. Happy Thomas is jihadi doing it. I'm tired of it. You know, I can't go to Somalia. There's not a working airport. But it's documented. I know all the producers are afraid to go there who tried to do an undercover deal. They can't even get special operations to go in there because they're not authorized to. You go off the few U.S. military bases there for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You're walking down the street in Somalia. A Toyota minivan pulls up, 1989, purple minivan. You know, this is. And you're in the vehicle with people going, "I kill you, infidel," and literally it might rape you. I mean, it's hellish. And then you'll be driven off to someplace. You're kidnapped in 5 minutes. And I got to see some woman up there bitching about how much America sucks and how oppressive it is as a congresswoman when in Somalia, women are lower than whale crap. And I'm just not putting up with it anymore. And I'm not putting up with McCabe or Comey or Mueller and all their intimidation. I don't give a damn what you do to me. But you bastards are going down. I'm so sick of you bringing in the worst people in your big ritual to crap all over this Christian nation. I want you to burn in hell. And I pray everyone prays that no violence comes upon you from man. But I pray God puts big old giant brain tumors and bone tumors and liver tumors and blood tumors in every damn last one of you globalists. I'm asking God to kill you. You want to kill those unborn babies? You want to kill those babies that were just born? You want to sit there and piss in our faces? Then I'm telling God you're a post-birth abortion. I'm saying to God, I want judgment. You smiley face back-slapping pieces of crap that figured out some new industry you've got to sell baby organs. But you know God isn't going to kill you. God's going to put brain tumors in your children. Guarantee that's how God works. Yeah, you know it, don't you? You hate me because I've seen the angel of death. The angel of death's got your name written on it. You're cursed to hell. And people need to start realizing that this whole planet's about a choice. And people need to make a choice which side they're on. But I'm far beyond revenant. People say, oh, this is intense. They're on television smacking their demonic lips about killing already born babies that they could adopt for $200,000 on average. But they want to kill them. You know the demonic thrill somebody like Governor Northup gets when he keeps that baby alive and takes their organs and gets all the rest of that scum on board. That's a big, giant, satanic ritual. And in the satanic video game he's playing, lesser magic, dressing up in blackface or KKK, which was very persona non grata in 1984, that's lesser magic. That's pissing in your face. But when you can get on TV and convince women to kill their babies after they're born, let me tell you something. That's right up Satan's alley. That's Satanism, pure bona fide. Doesn't get any more real than that. So, yes, I'm not just a submarine loaded for war, ready to take down their capital ships. I am the torpedo, and so are you. And the minute you're willing to go the full length is the minute you start living. Stay with us. I'll get to the big news now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day.